Hello, pleasant greetings. Shree here, and welcome to a bonus episode of Are You Gonna Finish That? This is a special catch-up episode where I talk about the books that I said that I would finish reading. Now, warning, there are spoilers on these episodes, on these bonus episodes. Let's get to it. The first book that I read was When No One Is Watching by Alyssa Cole. This book was about, it was a thriller. It was about a woman who lives in a New York brownstone, and it's about to be taken from her because of she can't pay what she owes, you know? And, well, really, it was her mother's. But anyway, there are people who have moved into the neighborhood, basically changing the scope, I'll say, of the people who live in the neighborhood. And actually, they're changing, you know, the buildings, like bodegas, and, you know, just things are changing. Where you could usually go here and do that, that's no longer, that may be a coffee shop or, you know, different things. So, Theo is a person who we meet at the beginning of the book, who's moving into the brownstone across from Sid, and he's going to move in with his girlfriend. All right, now you get into the story, you find out Theo has lost his job because he lied about his credentials. He lied about who he was. So, of course, bye-bye, Theo. No job for you. And he breaks up with his girlfriend. Yeah, it's obvious, you know, they're not together. She don't want him, you know. He didn't know that, but if you're reading it, you know, okay, I don't think she really likes you, guy. But, and so she's seeing other, you know, seeing someone else. Meanwhile, Sid is across the street going through her own thing. She decided that she wanted to make a business. She wants to have a tour of the neighborhood and tell the story she wants to tell from the people who lived in the neighborhood at the time, or you know, people who are not new to the neighborhood. Theo ends up helping Sid in gathering her information for her tour. While they are gathering this information, they find out that there is something sinister going on. Long story short, people are disappearing, and some of them are actually being killed. I know, right? And they find out that there's the underground facility where a lot of people are being kept. And they're being given drugs. Like, it's a crazy story, I know, right? But that's what happens. So, I won't tell the entire story. I won't tell every detail about the book. But I will say that I don't regret reading it. I don't feel like, ah, crap, I don't want to read this, you know. I said, yeah, I was going to finish it, and I did. It was an okay book. I wouldn't say that it was, you know, life-changing. It was a thriller, and it was somewhat, you know, grandiose, you know, like this idea. Or some people may say absurd or whatever, but it was a little, people would say, far-fetched. But hey, there are movies with guys with knives as hands. So, but anyway, I guess this is supposed to be lifelike, right? So, but for real though, I thought it was an okay read. Well, until next time.